in the Mishnah of Tesla Manalo, discussing the Machlokes, you have it in Beisil Bei Shammai. Rabbi Shammai says that Ein Malichin Es Asuga Mishovach Vushovach Vubeisil Matirin. The Gemara quotes the view that you have Rav Chanan Barami with two different Lashonas. According to the first Lashon that the Gemara presents, the Machlokes is Rishus Arabim, that the reason Beis Shammai says that it's Asur is because that Haro Omelatiyat Gagu Tzarev, that you're going ahead and carrying a ladder, so therefore people would think that you're going to use it for the purpose of fixing your roof. In such a case, that's a problem of omen. And Beis Hillel says no such problem. After all, the shov chamachiyach alav, that using a special type of ladder that clearly is used for the purpose of servicing the chicken coop, in such a case, you don't have to be concerned. However, if it's considered to be b'shusayokid, according to the Shemek, then everyone agrees it's considered to be mutter. So according to this view of Rav Chanan Barami, you have a chiddush, that according to Beis Hillel, there's no issue of marisayin whatsoever. The shov chamachiyach alav. According to Beis Shammai, there is a problem. You have marisayin. However, there's a difference between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYakim. So that means that Beis Shammai does not subscribe to the opinion that once something is Ashim, Yishem marisayin, afilu b'chadrei chadarim asim. What about according to the second suggestion? The Gemara says that no, Rishus HaRabim, everyone agrees it's considered to be Asim. In other words, there is a problem that you have of Latiyah Gagu Utsarim. But Beis Hillel says that this problem is only limited to Rishus HaRabim, doesn't apply to Rishus HaYochid, and now it is Beis Hillel that denies the concept that you have of Chadrei Chadarim. So the Gemara says, is that true? That after all, didn't we learn Amrav Yudah Marav that Kol Malkam Shasr Chacham Eiv Narisayin Afilu B'Chadrei Chadarim Asr? So the Gemara says, yes, in fact, this is a Machlokes Tanoim. This is a Machlokes Tanakam against Divo of Eloz and Rabbi Shimon. What about the following case? If a person's clothing is wet on Shabbos and Yantiv, in what manner is he allowed to go and to lay them out for the Tanakama says the following, the Shochem Bechama of a Lokim Neged Ha'am, you can go ahead and lay it out to dry, as long as you don't do so publicly. So Tanakama assumes that there's something you can do privately you cannot do publicly, that's against the Chiddush of Rav of Bechadrei Chadarim Asur. According to Rabbi Lozner, Rabbi Shimon, that's not true. Something which is Asur to do in public, that is Asur even Bechadrei Chadarim as well. Good. So the Gemara says this is explicitly Machlokes Tanaim, and depending on the Shnakam, the Shnabasra, this impacts on the Machlokes between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Either Beis Shammai or the Shnakama denies the Chiddush of Rav, or according to the Shnabasra, it's Beis Hillel that denies the Chiddush of Rav. We'll see, very important in terms of how we should assume La Halacha. What exactly is the problem that you have of Marisayim more generally? Have the case here. After all, you're going ahead and carrying your ladder. And Beis Shammai is of the opinion, look, you have to be careful because Haro Omer Latiyah Gagu Hutzarif, because an onlooker is going to say that, what do you mean? You're doing so for the problem of Omer. So Rashi explains very simply, what's the difficulty? You're doing something, and Bahari Osa Malacha Yantif, there's a perception that you're doing Malacha on Yantif itself, that which is obviously forbidden. What exactly is this? This is the concept that you have of Chashad, that a person cannot go ahead and put himself in a compromised situation where it has the appearance of that which he is doing is wrong. So that's what Rashi says. You can go ahead and carry the ladder. So the Roh Omer is that this person is going and doing Malach HaNyantif, which is something that is obviously considered to be answered. Where do you see that there is such a concern when it comes to Chashad? So this is a Mishnah that you have in Shkalim, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah discusses the process that you have of Shumas HaLishka. And the Mishnah says that when an individual will go in for the purpose of Shumas HaMishka, so Ein HaTram Nichnos Lo Pargut Kofos, he can't go ahead and wear his very large baggy coat when he engages in Shumas HaLishka. Why exactly is that true? Because it will lend itself right to the appearance as though a person is going ahead and taking the money gathered of Matzah HaShekel, and true, he's going ahead and using some as it should, but he's pocketing the rest. So you're not allowed to go ahead and to wear this Pargut Kofos in order to go ahead and to be Torah in the Shumas HaLishka. And why is that true? So the Mishnah continues and says, after all, because Shadam Tzarek Latzei Sidei Brios, Kedera Shetzarek Latzei Sidei HaMakom, that just like a person has to be Naki in the eyes of Hashem, this is also true in the eyes of the Brios as well. And the Gemara quotes two Psukim, that's the Mishnah that you have in Shkalim. The Pasuk in the Midbar and Perek Lamed Beis, when it comes to Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven, that Moshe Rabbeinu says that, look, the Eastern Nikim, May Hashem and the Israel, that here the Tznai Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven, you'll go ahead and fight on our behalf, and therefore, again, you have fulfilled your part of the bargain, the Eastern Nikim Hashem Yisrael. So you see that the Pasuk stresses it's not sufficient to be Naki Beni Hashem, but also B'Adam is considered to be necessary as well. And the Gemara quotes then the Pasuk that you Mishle in Perek Gimel, where the Pasuk says, Amatzah Chen V'Seichel Tov, B'nei Elokim V'Adam. So therefore, it's necessary again to Motzi Chen, not only B'nei Hashem, B'nei Adam as well. Good. So that's the concept that you have of Hashem. A person who cannot go ahead and put himself in a compromised situation because for fear that people will presume that he is doing something which is wrong. The Gemara has, for example, in Shabbos, Nafal Gimel, when it comes to Ner Hanukkah, a person who has two entrances to his house, so again, we'll discuss a little bit more at length, but the Gemara says the person is obligated to go ahead and have a menorah, not only at the front door and the back door as well. A passerby will go ahead and only see the rear of the house. In such a case, he sees your Pesach and he sees the Dom menorah there. Therefore, again, you will be choshed. In such a case, the mitzvah is going unfulfilled. So this is what Rashi writes in our sugi. Rashi says, again, the Amarka will presume that you're doing malacha on Yantiv. And this is what Rashi writes explicitly in the sugi of Avodah Zarah and Daf Yabei Zamanala. Then what's the issue that you have of this of this type of shah? Rashi says, because after all, if someone will see you, so choshto bidvar aveir. Right? Rashi writes explicitly that you will be choshed that a person is doing. Malachas Yisr. That's Rashi in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yabei Zamanala. This is one half that you have of the issue of Marasayim, that a person will see that what you're doing, they'll be chosh that you're doing that which in fact wrong. If you look at Rashi elsewhere, Rashi mentions not necessarily a steer at all, right, but a second half that you have to the equation of Marasayim. Rashi discusses the sugi that you have in Priestess in the Chof Aleph Mudeis. There the Gemara tells us the following. Let's assume, for example, a person has dam, which comes from dagim. No, blood which comes from fish. No, so al-pidin, that is not an isser of dam. A person is not allowed to go and deep dam behema, chiyuv kares, right? But if the dam comes from fish, in such a case, so mikra hadin, that's considered himutter. But the Gemara has the following stipulation. What happens if shekinso bakli? What happens if you go ahead and take dam of a fish, and it's gathered, right, simply in a cup? So in such a case, one is not allowed to go ahead and to drink, right, that dam as is. Why exactly is that true? So there Rashi explains, in Krisus Chafal HaMbeis, Dramasla Shekonsu, Rashi says the following, after all, the Michlaf Bedam Behema, because after all, people will not know that the source of that dam was from Dagim, they'll assume it's regular Dam Behema. And Rashi writes, V'haroa Omer, Mutter Lechol Dam. And if a person sees you doing it, right, they will assume that it is Mutter. There's nothing wrong with drinking Dam Behema. And that's a very different application that you have of Marasayim. It's not that the person will go in and see that what you're doing, and the person will definitively realize that it's wrong, and there'll be choshed that you're a bala veira. Here, the opposite is true. The person mamash will be dana kavslus. They're going to see what you're doing, right? They're going to assume that that practice is absolutely legitimate, and therefore they will come to go ahead and to do it as well. They will not realize that it's only dam dagim that you're drinking. They'll assume there's nothing wrong with going ahead and drinking dam. This is what Rashi also writes in the Mishnah in Chulin, on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. There Mishnah says, that's an unusual case, that if a person is shochet l'shem ola, shchitoso psula. If a person goes there and he slaughters l'shem ola, the shchit is considered tifos. What exactly is the case? Very unusual. Right, a person goes there and he shochet chulin, it's not a behemas kachar. A person goes and takes the animal which is chulin, and he shochetet chutz lazara, and he says something pretty strange, that he's doing so l'shem ola. And that's the case that you have in the Mishnah. Saying I'm doing so l'shem ola is pretty meaningless. Now, a karban does not become invested with the kedushas aguf. If I say harei ze ola, no, now it's a karban ola. If I do, I'm doing the shchita, the l'shem ola. My kavana is that I'm doing an act of shchitas kodshu. Now that does not go ahead and make the animal into an ola. So therefore, it's a pretty meaningless statement. But nonetheless, the Mishnah says that that shchita is shchita sopsula. Why is that true? So again, so Rashi writes there in Dermas for the shame. Rashi says the same thing that Rashi writes in Krisos. But again, that Haroa Omer, that if a person sees that he's doing a maisa shchita, the shame ola, so what's going to happen? The person will assume that obviously that he was makdish the behema. Now the person is going to assume that you're doing something that looks a little ridiculous, that really it's a behema skulin. In such a case, you're just saying l'shem ola, meaning this is the kavana that I have. The person will assume that what do you mean? That has a kedusha saguf l'mizbeach. And therefore, a person is going to presume that you are now being shochet kodshim b'chutz, which is nisa daraisa. And Rashi says that what will happen? The roa will presume that to be shochet an ola the kodshim b'chutz, mutarid. That's what Rashi says. Right? You're a fine, outstanding Jew, and I see that you're doing this, I will presume that there's no issur of shchutei chutz. And that's what Rashi writes. Now, these are two halves that you have to the problem of Marasayim and Nechshav. On the one hand, Right? One possibility is that the person will assume what you're doing is in fact wrong, and therefore they will be choshed you as a balavera. The second half is, no, a person look will be down the kavzus, right? And they will assume that if you're doing it, must be something which is mutter, and they will not realize the nuance that the dam that you have is dam dagim, or the behemoth that you were shoked was a behemoth schulin, it has the appearance of a behemoth kachin, and in such a case, that in fact is considered to be asur. So Soloveitchik used to often comment that really the issue of Maristayin in Chshad really has two different halves to it. One he termed as an Isra Lashon Hara, the second is an Isra of Lifnei. The Isra of Lashon Hara is the following: if a person will go ahead and put himself in a compromised situation, right, where there will be the perception, the appearance that the person is violating an Avera, in such a case, that's also, that's a problem that you have of Chshad. Rav quoted the known story that Yechus Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim was once traveling right in a train, and this person sitting next to him did not recognize who he was. So he asked him where he was going, and he said he was going to Radin. He said, you know, the great tzaddik, the Chafetz Chaim, belittled his gava. No, he's not such a tzaddik. Don't speak of him in such glowing terms and so on. So the person got very upset that he was dealing, discussing Chafetz Chaim in that regard. Good, so lo and behold, afterwards it became clear that he realized once he got to Radin, he was speaking to the Chafetz Chaim himself. But the Chafetz Chaim said that he realized as a result of the incident that not only is there an Isra of Lashon Hara regarding others, but a person has to be very careful regarding Lashon Hara even about himself. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim writes. So Soloveitchik pointed out that he thought that the Chafetz Chaim said that there's an Isra of Lashon Hara regarding yourself. The Rav argued, of course, that that's true. That's the Isra of Chshad. That's the Isra of Maristayin. No? In our case in the Gemara, there's appearance that you're doing malacha. So what does Rashi say? You're doing something that looks to others like you're doing malacha. So what's the problem? There'll be choshed. You look for avera. The case that you have in Shabbos, Nafchav Gimel, person has, right, and they will see that you don't have any Chanukah menorah. So what are they going to say? Apparently there's no mitzvah near Chanukah. No, in those cases they're going to assume that you're a bal avera. You're not being shomer Torah mitzvos. And so what? So let them think that. The answer is that no. One half of the issue that you have of Marisayin is an issue that you have of Lashon Hara, that a person cannot go ahead and compromise his reputation in the eyes of others. And the other is the opposite. The flip side is an issue that you have of Lifnei Iver. No, and that is that by doing something that has the appearance, right, of that which is wrong, but if a person sees you doing it, he'll assume that no, that you're a tzaddik, you're doing that which is right, so therefore it will lead others to go ahead and to do that which is an avera. I'm drinking dam dagim, the person will assume it's dam behema, and he will conclude that it's mutter to go and to drink dam behema, and he will do so. So in such a case, that's nisra of lifnei iver, and misael of avera. So these are the two halves that you have, this or lashon hara, this that you have of lifnei iver. In fact, Rosh why not? That perhaps that's the difference between marisayin as opposed to cases of shad. Kshad normally refers to the Lashon Hara aspect. No? A person is going to choshed you. What does that mean? That you're doing the wrong thing. That's the Isra of Lashon Hara. The Isra that you have of Marisayin often will imply the opposite case. And that is the person will assume that what you're doing is absolutely proper, and they will go ahead and continue what they think you're doing, but again, there's a world of difference. See, these two halves could be very different. Let's assume, for example, we're going to have to discuss, right, the Tosus is a racist issue in Ksuvus, as we'll soon see. What is the issue that you have of Marisayin and Chadrei Chadar when it comes to Yisurei Drabono? Our Gemara mentions two cases that you have. Good. One is the case that you have of Bone. The other is the case that you have when it comes to Kibus. No? Both of those are Malachas Daraisa. On Shabbos, they're Yantiv. Bone is Osir, right? And Kibus is Osir. What would happen if you're dealing with a case where it's only at most in Yisurei Drabono? When it comes to the aspect of chshad, no doubt, if something is more chamur in Issa Daraisa, so therefore it is more problematic. No? After all, it is worse that someone will be choshed you to violate in Issa Daraisa than Issa Drabanan. When it comes to the possibility of lifnei iver, one could perhaps argue in the opposite way, that the more subtle something is, the less known the Issa is, the more likely it is that a person will go ahead and see me do something, he will go ahead and come to do it himself. No, if you're dealing with that which is absolutely explicit, you have to be concerned that a person will see you do it, then he will go ahead and continue that practice. When you're dealing with something where the isser, right, is more ambiguous, so in such a case perhaps there's even a greater risk that you have, a greater issue that you have of lifnei iver, an issue that you have of marisayin. So again, it's important to note that our Gemara has, again, A, the isser that you have of marisayin when it comes to dinim daraisa. And in this context, the Gemara says that not only is it Asr, but it's Asr even Bechadrei Chadarim as well. Tosfos is bothered in Ksuvos and Avsamach Amar Aleph with the following issue. There the Gemara tells us, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, in the name of Nochum Ish Galya, it tells us the following case. Let's assume, for example, you have a tzinur, right? You have a drain pipe, sha'olavu kashkashim, that on Shabbos becomes stuffed up with debris, stuffed up with leaves. So in such a case, what do? If you're not going to go ahead and release the drain, the water is going to gather on your roof, and it will result in a terrible hefsid mamon, right? The roof can cave in. The roof will go ahead and start to leak. So you have to make sure that the drain is clear. So the Gemara says the following chiddush, that memachon baraglo bitzino b'shamas. One can go ahead and stick his foot in the drain in order to clear out the drain. He can do so on Shabbos as long as it's done bitzino. What exactly is the chiddush of the Gemara? The Gemara explains, what's the whole problem that you have of freeing the drain? That's a problem that you have of tikkun mana, very important halacha. If you have a system which is broken down, a system which is clogged, to go ahead and unclog that system, that's a problem that you have of tikkun mana. So the Gemara says, in order to allow it, you have to go ahead and have the following requirements. Number one, it has to be kilachar yad. You can't go ahead and release it the normal way, but rather, mamachan baradlo, stick your foot right into the drain pipe. Good, so number one, it has to be masakin mana, which is kilachar yad. So now you're knocking it down to an iser drabanan. And number two, the Gemara says it's makom seida. This is only mutter because it's a hefsid mamon. If you don't go ahead and do that, right, the whole roof can cave in. The whole roof will start to go ahead and leak. And furthermore, the Gemara says that you have to make sure to do so bitzina, not befarhesin. Good, so here, if you have an isid rabbanon, right, a malacha of tikkun mana klachayad, so in such a case, the Gemara says it's mutter makom seida, but you have to avoid any appearance that you have of marisayin, any issue of chshad. In such a case, go ahead and only do so bitzina. So Tosfos is very bothered. Tosfos there, Damas Nachman, raises the issue from our Gemara. After all, our Gemara says, the Kiddush that you have of Ravina Marav, that what do you mean? The Komakom Shasr Chacham Ibn Marisayin, Afilu Bechadrei Chadari Masr. So how can the Gemara here go ahead and suggest that one can go ahead and do so Bitzina, but not do so Befrahesia? Our Gemara writes that one cannot go ahead and distinguish, either according to Beisilva, Beishami, the Machlok Kistanayim. Now, so how in fact is that possible? So Tosfos writes for the following Kiddush, that you have to distinguish between a Melacha Daraisa as opposed to Melacha Darabanam. Tosfos is Kiddush. When you're dealing with a Melacha Daraisa, as our Gemara Tosfos says, the cases that you have a Shochan Bechama, or the case that you have Latiach Gagal Hutzarif, where you're dealing with Melacha Daraisa, then we assume that Chadre Chadarim is Asa. Tosfos writes a Kiddush that if you're dealing only with an Isser Darabanam, so in such a case, true, there is a problem that you have of Marisayin and Chshad. However, that's only if it's Barabim, that is not true if it's Bitzina. So that's exactly what the Gemara says, that Mafan Baragla Bitzina Bishamis. That's the Kiddush that you have of Tosis. That Marisayin in principle applies to Dinim Drabanan, but there is no halacha that you have of Chadre Chadarim. This is what the Shach discusses at length in Yeredeyim Simen Tezayim. Because here, the Ramah seems to go even a step further. The Ramah discusses the following, as found in Siman Pei Zayin in Sif Gimel. The Ramah writes, let's say a person has Cholov Shkedim, right? You have milk which is derived from almonds that has the appearance of milk, but of course it's Parv. Is it necessary when a person is eating that with a Fleshik Suda, in order to have the shkedim on the table, there should be absolutely clear that this milk is parv and it's not real milk? So the Ramah writes a fascinating distinction. It depends whether the main course is chicken or whether it's meat. That's what the Ramah writes. If you're talking about cholov shkedim and umenichon bo besar of, if it's a case of chicken which is placed in this cholov shkedim, so in such a case, then you're only talking about the sar of b'chala, which is only nisud rabbanan. So therefore, the Rav writes, there's no problem marisayin at all, and therefore there's no need to go in to see to it that the shkedim are present. If you're dealing with b'sar behema, so in such a case, that's what Rav writes, that a person yesh lani achetz ala chala shkedim. A person should have some type of heker to avoid the issue that you have of marisayin. Interesting chiddush, but no, here Rama writes that the case that you have in our Gemara, right, where it deals with the Isra of Marisayin, are dealing with Dinim Daraisa. You're dealing with Bona Daraisa, you're dealing with Mechabes, in such a case, then you have to be concerned. if you're dealing with the sar of the chala, which itself is only in the rabbanon, in such a case, then there is no need to be chayish shemarisayinu. So the shach and sivkat and vav, right, quotes the Tosas that you have in ksuvas and daf sama. Is that really true? There's no problem that you have of marisai when it comes to dinim drabanon. Shach writes, he thinks it's very, very difficult. And quotes the Marshal. The Marshal is found in the Yamshel Shlomo and Chulin and Periches and Simon Nun Beis. The Shach just quotes the Marshal. He says, of course there's marisai when it comes to Yisrei drabanon. All Tosa said was that there's no concept of Chadrei Chadarim when it comes to Yisrei drabanon. You're going to have something which itself is only Yisrei drabanon, and then you're going to have Chadrei Chadarim of Yisrei drabanon. Similar to Gzera the Gzera. Don't do it with sinner because maybe people will see, and even if they see, they will come to violate what you are doing. Nisid Rabbanon. That's the Chiddush that you have in Tosis. There's no Chadrei Chadarim, but the Kantor is science certainly, in fact, is. So the Shaf writes, again, it's right, the Pashup Shaf that you have in the Ramah. Right, and that is that no, that even if it's only the sorrow, if it's necessary to have the Shkedim present on the table, but med from a Murim, you're at a banquet. But if you're eating, for example, if it's sinner, you're eating in your home, say nachinami. That would depend on whether a person is having chicken or whether a person is having meat. If potentially it's a din daraisa, then there's halach of chadrei chadarim. Right? If it's only considered to be sarok the chalav, so then no, there's no need. But the only nafkamina is not as the Ramah presents it, the nafkamina of whether it is or is not marisayim, but rather the Shach writes whether it's a concept you have of chadrei chadarim or not. There's a comment that the Prima Gadim has. The Prima Gadim has found that in Seth Simon, Sun Pei Zayin, in the Mishpasel Zahav and Sivkat and Dalit, where the Prima Gadim writes the following Kiddush, that maybe the Ramah, right, is talking about a case of a Shreid Rabbana. After all, in order to have a real Yisid Daraisa of Basa B'Chalav, so therefore you have to have two halachos. One is you have to have real Basar as opposed to Bisarov, that's halach one. Number two, really, Basar B'Chalav meaning Bishop. Here in this particular case where you're talking about the Chol of Shkedim together with the Sarov, there the Prima Gadim suggests we're talking about Basar, like Vichol with a Vav, not a Vez. No? You're having milk and meat. No? Milk and meat. No, that itself is only a Din Drabana. Chicken and milk, in such a case, that is a Trei Drabana. Number one, to treat the Sarov as Vassar. Number two, to go in to assume that milk and meat is forbidden because of Bishul Basar B'Chalav. No? So that's the Prima Gadim suggests. But maybe that's the Chiddush drama when it comes to regular cases of Yisrei D'Rabbanan. In such a case, perhaps the Rama would agree that there is an issue that you have of Chadrei Chadarim, what Tosas demonstrates from that Sugin Ksuvas, Nav Samachum and Aleph. However, right, if you're talking about something which is two steps removed, so in such a case, that's the Chiddush drama. Right, then there's no lacha whatsoever of marisayin. That's like chadrei chadar with the rabbanon, which is two steps removed from any macha that you have, reni yisr, daisa itself. If you look at the Ran and Arsag, the Ran here on Dafdal Mabeis, Madapi, and Dibram Askel Aval, the Ran quotes the sugi that you have in Ksuvas and Dafsamach. And he quotes the view of Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. Rabbi Nissim Gaon writes the following Kiddush. How do we pass in the argument? Do we pass in the Chadrei Chadarim is Asur? Or is Chadrei Chadarim Mutar? So the Ran quotes the view of Rabbi Nissim Gaon that cites that Gemara in Ksuvas that says again, Bitsina Asur Bifahesia, Bitsina Tzmut Bifahesia is Asur. So in such a case, that's a Raya that we don't pass in, like Rav. That's the view of Rabbi Nissim Gaon. They are Chinami. That we assume, the Gemara says it's Machlokas Tanayim, Tanakam against Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, and how in fact we paskin. So Rabbi Nissim Gaon writes, when you look at that Sugyim Ksuvas, and the Gemara makes a difference between Sinai as opposed to Farhesia, so you see that in Achinami, we assume that Marisayin is only Aser when there is that perception, and there is no halacha that you have of Chadrei Chadarim. That's also what Tosas writes in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yabez, the Sugyim I mentioned earlier with that Rashi. Tosas quotes to review Rabbi Nissim Gaon that we paskin that Chadrei Chadarim is Mutter. So that's the extreme shita. That's the view of an Isim Gaon. And the Tosas and Ksuvas did not assume that there was a machlokes at all, but rather it depends on whether you're dealing with Nisr Daraisa or Nisr Drabana. And if you look at the Ran in our Sugya, right, the Ran gives a third possible teretz. Either Ein Hachinami or Ben Isim Gaon, this is a clear raya that we pass against the view of Rab, Chadrei Chadarim is Muster, it's only the Farnesi that is Aser, Or Tosfos is a distinction with the Shafra, Nisim Halach, you have to distinguish between Nisadaris and Nisadrabana. There's no Chadri Chadram and Yisuri Drabana. Where the Ran writes the following, the Ran comments that no, you can't equate the Marasayin of our Gemara with the Marasayin that you have in Sukkos and Av Samach. In our Gemara, what happens? We're talking about a case of Chshad, where if in fact that is correct, the person is doing that which is absolutely awesome. A person is going in and taking a ladder. So normally you take a ladder to make a household repair. Right? That's an Isidaraisa. That's a case of Chshad. And in such a case, that is Aser, not only Bifarhesia, but that's even Aser Bechadar Chadarim. The Ram points out the Sugi and Ksuvus is very different. No? The Sugi and Ksuvus is what? There was no misimpression. I'm carrying a ladder. I was doing it for the purpose of, right, arranging my Shova. And you presumed I was doing it for the purpose of Bona. Right? So in such a case, that's an issue that you have a Marasayin. What happens in the Sugi of Ksuvus? Is there any misconception at all? Well, certainly not. What do you see me doing? You see me going ahead and, on Shabbos, sticking my foot in the drain in order to release the clog. In other words, what did you see? You see, Tikkun Mana Klach Hayad B'Makom Seder. And what's the halacha? Halacha is, it's mutter. There, the Rabbi writes the following chiddush, that the mistake that you're making, right, is simply an errand din. No? That there's no misimpression. I'm doing A, and it has the appearance of B. I'm going ahead and drinking blood which came from Dagim. Yeah, but the average onlooker, it's regular blood that came from Behemoth. No, here there was no misimpression at all. Right? The person saw it exactly as it was done. But the person went ahead and made a mistake in error. Right? A mistake in judgment. He assumed that it was other. It's not true. It's not usher. So that's the chiddush that the Ran writes, that in such a case, right, we'll have to see why, there's no halacha of chadrei chadarim. When you're doing an act that will lead itself to an absolute misimpression, that normally people take ladders for the purpose of bona, and you're taking it for another purpose, but, right, the likelihood is people will see and assume that it's done from lechis iser, in such a case, then it's usher, but chadrei chadarim. Here, where there is no misimpression, simply the person is making a failure in judgment, meaning a failure al pidin, so in such a case, right, there's no halacha that you have of chadrei chadarim. So the Gemara says, look, don't go ahead and put yourself in a situation where you do something which is mutter. Someone else, right, will go ahead and think, in fact, that that's us. That there's no one there who's going to make that error. So in such a case, there's no halacha of chadrei chadarim. That's the chiddush that the Ran writes in our sugya. This is called the Tshuvas Rabbi Kaveger, right, in the Madura Tinyana, in the very end of Simen Samaches. He quotes the Ran in our sugya that there are two different types of marasayin, a mistake in the mitzias and the perception, and an errand in. And he writes very simply that the errand din is less common than the errand perception, and the whole concept of Rav, the Chadrei Chadarim is Aser, only applies to the first category, doesn't apply to the second category at all. So you have again the Chiddush of Nisim Gom, you see from that Sugi and Ksuvus that there is no problem Marasayim whatsoever, and the Chadrei Chadarim, and you have Tosu says it depends whether it's Nisad Arayis or Nisad Rabbanan. You have the Chiddush of the Ran that it depends on the nature of the Marasayim. Whether it's an error in judgment that you have, or whether, again, it's a toast that you have, Alpidin. If you look in the Rambam Shita, the Rambam writes a Kiddush, doesn't appear at all here in our Sugya and Tesamad Aleph. We'll have to see Tesamad Beis and Yudamad Aleph. The Rambam writes the following Kiddush. The Rambam writes, what happens in the case of Halacha Sakin? So the Rambam writes, it depends. If you're carrying it in Rishus HaRabin, the Rambam writes it's Aser. But if it's Rishus HaYachid, the Chadrei Chadarim, the Rambam writes, then Malicha. That's the Rambam writes in Parakei, Lacha Dalet, if Elchus Yantiv. So the Rambam himself asks the Kasha. Right? How can this be? That if something is Asher, Mishum, Arisayin, Afilu, B'Chadrei Chadarim, Aser? So the Rambam answers, Kan Hiptirin, Bnei Simchus Yantiv. Chiddush that the Rambam writes. Of course, Chadrei Chadarim is normally Aser. So why is it according to Lishna Basra that Beisilo says it's mutter? Right? This is part of the Hetzer that you have of Simchus Yantiv. Just like as he pointed out, Simchus Yantiv will in fact be docha certain Yisurei Drabanon. Simchus Yantiv is docha Chadrei Chadarim. It's not going to be docha Befrahesia, where there is a real concern that you have a Marasayin. But if all you're dealing with is Chadrei Chadarim, In the Sugya Sarayvis, what do you mean? The Gemara here in our Sugya of Testament Aleph presents the Sugya straight. Now, the Gemara says again, Lehman the Tanoi, and this Machlokas based on the Beishami should line up with the Machlokas in Tanakaman or Belozan Abi Shimon. The Gemara does not say that here there's a separate heter that you have of Simchas Yamtiv. Here, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following chiddush. In terms of this issue that the Rishonim are grappling with, when does Chadrei Chadarim apply? When does it not? Right, so, right, if you're a Benisim Gaon, it never applies. Right, if you're a Tolsus, difference in Yisuri D'Araisa as opposed to Yisuri D'Rabbanon, or the Ranan Aras Kiddush, it depends on what type of Tolus it is, how likely it is to go in and flee to this. The Rav gave the following motion. That the Sugya that we had earlier on Daf Hei Amud Aleph discussed the whole concept of Minyan Achala Hatira. Right, you have a Gzeirat Rabbanon, and the Tam HaTakana no longer abides. Nonetheless, do we assume that the Gzeirah is still in force, or is it not? So we learned that Sugya and Daf Hei, we pointed out simply the following distinction. That the distinction Tosus makes right on the Daf, very mistaber, that it depends how you understand. Right, the Tam HaTakana. Sometimes one could argue that the reason for the Isser is not just simply a historical background. What was the rationale? Why did the Chachamim create a certain Gzeirat Rabbanon? But much, much more than that. There, for example, the limitation was built into the very fabric of the Gzeirat Rabbanon. Now, just like we discussed on a level of Daraisa, the whole concept that we had when we did length of Darshin and time of Dekra, right? Where the Gemara points out, of Metzian of Kut Esvav, that sometimes if the Torah builds the reason into the Din Daraisa, so everyone agrees that the reason should be crucial, and only when the reason applies does Halak. And sometimes time of Dekra is just simply more extraneous, indirect Tamei HaMitzvos, where, good, this is the halacha categorically. You'll ask me why? The halacha was instituted for reason A. But the reason was never incorporated into the Tam HaTakana. Now, what's the difference on a level of Daraisa, of Darshin and Tam HaDekra, or a level of Drabana when it comes to Takanos? That exact issue. What happens if the reason does not apply? Is the Takana still in force, or is it not? If you hold Darshin and Time of Dekra, or cases like Rabbi Yehuda would admit Darshin and Time of Dekra, if it's built in, so therefore, when the reason applies, the halacha applies. If you assume now it's a concept of lo pluv, what do you mean? The reason is just simply part of the historical background, but not built into the fabric of the halacha itself. Good? So again, when every Eved Takana is Rabbanan, you have to ask yourself, to what extent is this part of the Nusach HaTakana? To what extent is it not at all, but rather this was the motivation of the Chachamim, but the halacha was instituted as a lokal. We have suggested the Chiddush, for example, when it comes to that which is Akiras Davar Min HaTorah, there the Tam is always primary. You can never have a lokal, which is smack against, right, the Din D'Araisa. Good? Here also, one could make the following distinction. See, when you deal with the concept that you have, right, the pasuk that the Mishnah in Shkalim quotes, V'yisim Nikim Hashem Yisrael. Here the Rav argued that one can understand that, right, in two very different forms, both of which are absolutely true. Sometimes v'yisim nikim is to be understood in the most general sense. What does that mean? A person cannot go in and do anything that either will result in a shad or anything that will result in the possibility that you have a belief neither. Right, in the most general sense. Like the Gemara says, that tzarach ha'lamot seisidei ha'briyos. Every act that a person does, he has to make sure that he doesn't do so in a way that will lead to a perception of that which is wrong, for one of the two reasons. Good? But then you have the following cases, no? You have another form, and that is you have specific takanos derabanan that were instituted. And you'll ask yourself, why did the Chacham institute such a takana? The answer is, it was a takana, mishamar esayim. What motivated the Chacham to say this is true? Take a look at the Mishnah that our Gemara quotes. No? You're not allowed to go ahead and shokham b'chama. You're not allowed to go ahead and take wet clothes. You were caught in the rain and put it on the clothesline. Right? A takana d'rabanan, one cannot do so. You'll ask me, what's the nature of this takana? Why did the Chacham go ahead and say so? The answer is because Haro Omer, right? The person who sees it will assume that, what do you mean? You're doing active kibbutz on Shabbos or on Yantiv. That's very different. There you're not dealing with the more general pervasive Isin Nikiyim. There you're dealing with a specific takana at hand. No? So here the Rav suggested just simply the following Kiddush. Maybe that's the key that you have to the sugyas. If you're dealing with just the general halakha, right, the mitzvah klalis of tzarachot matzis yedi habrios, so therefore when that shash applies, that is a concern. When it doesn't, it doesn't. There's no halacha that you have of chadrei chadarim. That's not a low clue. Whenever, however, you have, right, Marisayin mentioned in the Gemara as the tam ha-takana, then you have, why did the Chacham institute such a takana drabanan? Answer is, right, because of chshar, because of Marisayin. So then, like a normal takana, there the reason is secondary, and the scope of the takana transcends. Right, it's tam. That's a concept you have of lo plug. Maybe that's the answer that you have this difficulty, no? So for example, right, our Mishnah tells us there's a takana drabanan that you have, ein malichin es asuma. Good. Why in the world is that usher? The answer is that was a takana drabanan mishum marisayin. So that's where the Gemara invokes Rav. If it's a takana, we should assume that the takana was instituted categorically as a low plug, and afilu b'chadrei chadar maser. The same thing can apply when it comes to the case of shofar b'chama. Now, a takana d'rabbanan that one is not allowed to go and take wet clothing, right, and hang it on the line. Right, that's one of the gzeros d'rabbanan mishum kibus. You ask me, why is that true? The answer is because of the perception of kibus. But that was instituted as takana. Now, what about the Gemara that you have in Tzuvos and Daf Samma? Right, with our wrong quotes. No? A person goes ahead and comes with child, right? My drain is stuffed, my roof is going to fall in. What should I do? So the answer is, let's knock it down to Nisa Drabanan, but Makam Seder, that's Mutu. Right? So how do we do that? Right? Tikkun Mana Klachiyar Makam Seder. What are you going to say? Tikkun Mana Klachiyar Makam Seder is a Takana Drabanan Mishumar Zayin. There's no Takana Drabanan Mishumar Zayin. That's the regular Shura Sadin. That certain dinim or malachos drabanan or mutter, the makam hefstid merubah. Now the posek is faced with a certain dilemma. Now that's it. You're going to go ahead and do this. There's going to be a perception of doing that which is wrong. A perception of tikkun mana on Shabbos. That's not a takana drabanan mishum arisayin. That's the mitzvah klalis that you have of tzarach adam latzeis yedi habrios. Whatever you do in life, right? You have to do it in such a way to avoid a perception of wrong. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Psak Halacha would be Tikkun Mana Klachar Yad, right? Betzinyan, not before Hesia. I'll ask me Chavre Chadarim. That's the Chiddush that I'll point out. Chavre Chadarim works. You're dealing with a Takana Miyuchedes, a Din Mesuyam. Then you can have Chavre Chadarim. It's a low plug. When you're dealing with just the pervasive Halacha of Yisim Nikim, so therefore, that will be a low plug in and of herself. Anything that can possibly ever lead to a false perception should be usher as a low plug, even what doesn't lead to false perception. And maybe Nachinami, that's very meduyik in the Gemara. Right? Our Gemara, when it mentions the halacha of chadrei chadarim, so the Gemara says the following, kol makom sha'asru chachamim b'pnei marisayin. What does it mean, asru chachamim b'pnei marisayin? The Gemara doesn't say, kol makom de'ikach shad, afilu b'chadrei chadar maser. That means that there was a takana kavua that this is aser, b'taras marisayin. In some cases, then, if you have a concept of a low plug when it comes to takanas drabanan, then you have the chiddush of Rav, the chadrei chadarim. See, this isn't necessarily against Tosfos. Tosfos writes in Ksuvos and Daf Samach, that's a very different spin. Now, Tosfos says in Ksuvos and Daf Samach, let's distinguish between dinim d'oraisa and dinim drabanan. One could argue that enachinami, when you're dealing with that which can lead to a din d'oraisa, like our cases of the Gemara, right, a case of kibus or a case that you have a bone, one could argue that takes the form of a takana kavua. The Chachamim said, don't move the ladder, don't go ahead and lay out your clothing, because it will lead to a din d'oraisa. When you're dealing with the case where at most it's going to lead to is a din d'rabanan, so what are you going to tell me? That's a takana kavua. That sounds an awful like a gzera. There was a takana kavua of a low plug because it may lead to a dinder rabbanon. The most you can say in those cases when you're dealing with a dinder rabbanon is it wasn't a takana kavua. Machor, that should be gzera l'gzera. That wasn't a takana kavua whatsoever. It just simply means whatever you're going to be doing, right? Yatsay sedei habrios. You have to do it in a way as to avoid perceptions. The Gemara says, if you do a fitzina, you've accommodated that. To have a chadre chadarim, meaning a takana kavua of that which can lead to a dinder rabbanon, that you can't have. If something can lead to a dinder aisa, then you can argue, oh, that was a real gzeira d'rabbanon as a low flow. In such a case, it's us or even b'chadre chadarim. See, this issue, as to what extent chshad takes on, just simply the pervasive halacha of latis ne'abriyos, whether chshad is simply a tam ha-takana for, right, a takana miyuchedes, right, that can also flip in the opposite direction. So far we've been dealing with cases that you have where there's an iser, right, mishum arisayin. What happens if you have a case where you're not dealing with an iser mishum arisayin? Let's assume you're dealing with a mitzvah, which is sum arisayin. Let's assume, for example, the Chachamim said, you must go ahead and perform this mitzvah under these conditions, because failure to do so will result in a concept of marisayin. Let's say, for example, right? One case I mentioned already, the Ner Chanukah case. No? A person has to go in and do a Maisa Hadlaka on that second Pesach. Because after all, if not, it will lead to perception the person is not performing the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Not Mishesh L'Shteif Sochim. Or, for example, if you look in Yoredei and Simin Yud Gimel, right, that's the simon we discussed earlier, the case of Ben Pakua. We talked about, again, you do a Shkita Sa'im, and all of a sudden the Vlad jumps out. It's a great Kiddush. No, that Vlad already, right? Dalet Simanim. What does that mean? Al Kedin, that Vlad is already shokled. You can go ahead and eat that animal without a Maisa Shkita. No, Al Kedin is already shokled. As we discussed the detailed cases of that. No, what happens if the mother was a Trefa? To what extent does the Shkita work for the Vlad? To what extent does it not? And so on. But the Iker HaDin, Ben Pakua, a Shechita Sa'em is Materis the Vlad. So you have a Vlad which is running around that doesn't require Maisa Shechita. So does that mean if that animal drops dead, I can go ahead and eat it? Yes, that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yoredei and Simin Yud Gimel, that no, Mishum Marisayin, Mishum Chshad, a person is obligated to do a Maisa Shechita. You have an animal, looks like it's a live animal, but it's running around. No? In such a case, you tell me, Al Kedin, it's already Shachut. That certainly is not the perception. So mitrabanan a ma'isa shkit is necessary mishum marisayin. No? Or the Gemara has himsachim edavav at the following case. The Gemara says, let's say, for example, that there's a system of arnuna. There's a system of taxation. Good? So I go in and I have a bunch of animals, right? And one-tenth I'm obligated to go in to give to the melech. Or I have loaves of challah, right? And a certain percentage I'm obligated to go in to give to the king. So the Gemara raises the issue, right? If you have a behemoth arnuna, or if you have a case of isis arnuna, those are the two cases in Sachem, Vav and Aleph. What's the story? Is the animal chayiv in Bechor? And is that chala, right? Are you obligated to mafresh chala in isis arnuna? What's the issue? Because again, the only time you're chayiv in freshest chala or chayiv in Bechor is if the animal is yours. If it's a shutfus of akum, in such a case you're not. This is a shutfus of akum, because there are laws of taxation that require that I go ahead and give a share, right, to the non-Jewish melech. No? So mikar hadin, the Gemara says that if you have a behema sarnuna, ktsurim min ha-bechora. If you have an isa sarnuna, bechor l'halacha should be the same. So the Gemara says that no. The Gemara says behema sarnuna is ptur min ha-bechora. Why is that true? Because behem is like kalah. An animal is a pretty hefty entity. So in such a case, right, it has a call that this animal is a shut v'sakum, and therefore there's no halacha b'chor. When it comes to isa sarnuna, so the Gemara says there's no call. The perception is this chala is your chala. So therefore chayev es b'chala. So that's what the Gemara says. If you have a behema, behema sarnuna, everyone knows the shufa sakum. You have a chal in your house. The woman goes ahead and bakes a challah. Looks like it's her challah. Looks like it's reishis arishul seichem. So, chayevis b'challah. You're obligated to go and do so. These are several examples that you have. The case of Ner Chanukah, in the case of Ben Pakua, in the case of Isis Arnuna, these are three examples that you have in the Gemara where the concern that you have of Chshad and Maris Ayin requires that you do a Maisa Hadlaka, requires that you do a Maisa Shechita, requires that you do a Maisa Hafrasha. Right? These are cases where you have the concept of Chshad and Maris Ayin in Kiyum HaMitzvah, not just simply don't go ahead and do this because it has a perception of Isser, like an argument. So you have a fascinating machlokas Rishonim. If you look, this is found in the Tshuvas HaRashba. Right, it's found in Chelek Aleph in Siman Tav Kuf Tav Hei. There's also Tshuvas HaRashba earlier in Shin Mem. But the one that addresses it explicitly is Tav Kuf Tav Hei. Rabbi Kveger quotes, right there in Yerodeya, in Siman Yud Gimel, machlokas Rishonim. In these cases, do you make a bracha? When you're doing a mitzvah, mishum chshad, do you make a bracha in such a case? A person is letting the Ner Chanukah, right, at his second entrance. What do you do in such a case? So the Ran writes, for example, that's Sugin Shabbos, Nafchav Gimel, you don't recite a bracha? The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah you fulfill, right, Iker HaPesach. The second one you're doing is only Mishum Chshad. On that, you don't recite a bracha. Chshad does not warrant a Birchas HaMitzvah. If you look, for example, right, Nor Chos Chaim disagrees. Moskan again writes now that in principle a bracha is required. And a second Pesach as well. Like the Kovel simply writes that maybe it's nichla on the first bracha. He made a bracha of the Halik Ner Chanukah, the bracha is chal on A and B. But in principle, one could envision a Birchas HaMitzvah. In that instance as well, where this is Mefurish the Machlokes. Chanukah, one could argue either way you don't make a bracha because it's covered by the original bracha that you recite. What about Shechitas Ben Pakua? The Tshuvas Rashi is Mefurish. Of course you make a bracha. Rabbi Kveger quotes the Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh. B'Samim Rosh was thought to be the Tshuvas HaRosh. But we know today already it's written by one of the Maskilim, the Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh. There are Chidushim there that are very, very unusual, the Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh. But Rabbi Kveger quotes it, the Chidush. But the Stipler already writes, this isn't Torah Mad. The Stipler writes that B'Samim Rosh is written by one of the Maskilim. So, in any case, it's important to know. It's a very unusual Tshuvas that you have the Saman Rosh. It's certainly not the Tshuvas HaRosh. Rabbi Kveger writes that, what do you mean? You don't recite a bracha on Shechitas Ben Pakua. It's not a mitzvah Shechita. The whole thing is Mishum Chshad. When the Tshuvas HaRosh writes a Chiddush, when you're Mafrish Chal and Isis Arnuna, you have to recite a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a pretty great Chiddush. B'chara, that's exactly our issue. No? And that is, when it comes to what we've been discussing up until now, you have something which is Asr Mishum Maris Ayin. It can take two forms, no? Sometimes it's just part of that pervasive umbrella Isser, right, of the Isser Nikiyin. Sarachot Amlatsi Sidei Habriyas. That's not a Takana Kavua. But sometimes you can have a formal Takana, and you'll ask, and why did the Chamim create such a Takana? The answer is Mishum Maris Ayin. What's an afkamina? If chshad no longer applies, instance, takanas are low plug. The general concern you have of chshad, that's not a low plug. So perhaps that's the resolution to the cases that you have of chshadari. And again, one can fit the Tosus, fit that into the Ran, the Chiddush, the Ran. Now, when there's a real perception, you can say that's a takan. Where there's a Tos and Din, you're doing the right thing. And a person sees exactly what you're doing, and he thinks that it's wrong. So to that you apply chad, that was a takana. No, that's not a takana, that's just simply more elastic chad. This is what the chadri chadari. So just like when it comes to isurim, one raises that chakira, whether it's simply, right, a mitzvah klalis that you have, otzis de brios, or whether it's particular tam hatakana, same thing can apply comes to nirkanata, or the shritas benkor, or the case that you have of arnun asisa, right? Those same cases in those things as well. Did the chamim really mean to say this is the mitzvah of nirkanata? This is a mashrita, right? This is a maisa of rosh hashanah, meaning a kim hamitzvah. And the reason why the chamafrish answers it's not mine, the answer is since the exception that it's yours, midrabanan acham kaveya mitzvah drabanan of rosh hashanah. Weren't you arguing that's not whatsoever? No, that there's no mitzvah d'oraisa or d'rabbanan in any of these cases. It's just simply echshad in the most general sense. It's echshad. You don't recite a bracha. You don't recite birkas hamitzvah, right? On a mitzvah chedus and a mitzvah kavua, not just in the cases of chshad. There's a chul that the Avnei Nezer in our day in Simin Shinpei, we discussed the same thing about kfiyas hamezuzah. No, nidaraisa, you're only obligated to go ahead and put up a mezuzah when the home is yours. What happens if you're renting? So there's no chiyu mezuzah. The Gemara says that mechutz laaretz la'achar shem yom, you have to put mezuzah anyway. Why? Because already at that point, it's mechzei kedar. Mechzei kedar. It's the same kalkir Avnei Nezer is. What does mechzei kedar mean? Does it mean it is a mitzvah d'abanan of kfiyas hamezuzah? He'll ask me why the pasuk says beisefa. This is not beisefa. I say since mechzei kedar to mean rabbanu, we treat it as sefa. Or should one argue? No. Not sure whatsoever. Right? The whole issue was only issue that you have similar to chshad of marisai. You're living in a home. It looks like it's yours. You don't have a mezuzah there. It's an interesting chiddush. No. That's the Avnei Nezer discusses. A person is living in an area where it's absolutely clear that home is not his. Is there a mitzvah to rabbanu? A person rents out a room. A person rents out the room in a hospital. Where it's obvious there's no mechzei kedar in such a case. That was the scope of Avnei Nezer's shuva. Is there a chiddush of kfiyas hamezuzah? You're going to go into the room in the dorm. So people are going to assume that you perch at the dorm. Right? That's clear content of the mechzei kedar. Right? To what extent do we assume that no? It was a kfiyas hamezuzah. It was a takana rabbanan. Right? That you're obligated to go ahead and to put up a mezuzah as a mitzvah rabbanan. Even though, right, you own it, but rather all you are, right, is chavas adar. Therefore, of course, there is a birta mitzvah, because it's not just any amarisayim, right, it's a takar abanan, a kfiyas hamezuzah, and of course, birta hamitzvah. Not only if you own a home, birta hamitzvah, even if you're renting as well. And mechzei kedar is the tam hatakana. But really, there's no kiyum mezuzah whatsoever, right, the whole institution is one just simply that you have of amarisayim and mechshash. So again, the Rav simply mentioned it in terms of, right, the halachas that you have of kadrei chadarim, that one could certainly distinguish as to whether something is or is not a takana kavua, right, and again, that one can further elaborate and even distinguish when it comes to cases you have mitzvahs to say as well. The Gemara in Amud Beis that we're going to have to see introduces the Simchas Yantav issue that the Rambam mentions. That no, that maybe when it comes to these cases, that maybe in principle everyone could agree under normal circumstances these are things in fact which should be asur, but here the reason these are mutter is simply because of concerns that you have simchas yantiv. Now, so here the Gemara's nadiel, right, all in Daf Testament Beis, right, with all the subsequent shnayis that you have in Daf Yud Beis. Now, all the cases where there's machlokas, satin, beisil, shamai, and again, the Gemara's nibadar, who's the chumra and who is the kula, parents tira. In all these later cases, beis shamai is chumra. And yet, in opening Mishnah, when it comes to Simchas Yantav Beis Shammai is Lula, how do you go ahead and understand, right, that apparent split? Simchas Yantav is a concern. Why is it that there seem to be opposite shitas, that some Sil is Lechumran, sometimes Lekula, sometimes Shammai Lechumran, sometimes Beis Shammai Lekula? That's what the Gemara suggests, the Chiddush of Muchlet Shita. Very important Tosis. The bottom Tosis is Esma Beis, where again, Tosis starts discussing which do you switch? Muchlet HaSashita. No? Muchlet HaSashita, all subsequent Mishnahis? Or maybe Mukhtas Shita in our opening Mishnah. A very, very great Kiddush. Now, that will impact on the whole notion of Muktzin Hachana. Right? How in fact should we paskin? We're going to pass like Beis Hillel. So Tosin is the great Kiddush that you have of the Rabbeinu Tam, that perhaps Mukhtas Shita should pass down the opening Mishnah. Not necessarily Mishnayas will go ahead and follow. Let's start to discuss again this Sugi as well. And take a look again at the bottom Tosin's Tab of Tesma Beis, especially the Kiddush that you have of the Rabbeinu Tam.